Mornings on Fair Oaks Bridge by Janice Kelly. Morning Pandemonium. Sunday, January 14, 2018, 7:40 a.m., 47 degrees. As I approach Fair Oaks Bridge this morning, the only sounds I hear are my own footsteps, a few random chicken greetings, and songs from birds still hidden from view. Given the degree of mist hanging in the air and the chilly temperatures, I expect to see fog covering all views on the bridge. High clouds and distant fog hung over the hills. The American River was clear without any of the characteristic mist rolling downstream I've seen on other mornings. Two men launch a fishing boat. I hear four Canada geese honking as they approach from the east. They're invisible until they're within 20 yards of the bridge. And then they fly over so fast, there's no time to capture them in a photo. All four land softly in the river on the west side of the bridge at precisely the same moment and glide downstream. Loud honking continues as others arrive to join the chorus. Their sounds carry half a mile in the still air. On the east side of the bridge, near the boat launch ramp, one duck begins to complain. The chatter goes on and on without end. I'm surrounded by the sounds of wildlife as I stand on the bridge. Canada geese are honking on the west side, and ducks are quacking at the boat launch ramp on the east side. It's morning pandemonium. I noticed two dead salmon lay in the river. No birds approached to eat them. I walked to the boat launch ramp, intent on seeing this very agitated duck. 40 runners training for a marathon cross in front of me on the American River bike trail. Several cyclists followed behind the runners. Two male mallards and two females swim in the river near the boat ramp. One female is very upset and starts quacking again. 2 minutes later, she's not taking a breath. She continues, and as she swims, I'm close enough to watch her beak open and close. The males swimming nearby pay no attention. What could have upset her? To listen to additional podcasts, read my blogs, or order a printed copy of my book, Mornings on Fair Oaks Bridge, visit my website, naturelegacies.com.